Carolina was two outs away from elimination on its home field for the second consecutive year. With one out in the bottom of the ninth, UNC trailed 3-2 in Game 3 of the Chapel Hill Super Regional against USC. Cooper Nicholson, who had struggled at the plate for much of the NCAA tournament, stepped into the batter's box. On an 0-1 count, Nicholson launched a long fly ball to left field. It looked like a game-tying home run off the bat, but it hooked foul. That was just UNC's luck at the moment, from a potential tie game to an 0-2 count. From his vantage point in the third base coach's box, Scott Forbes could see the situation was dire. But he never stopped believing in that mysterious force known around the program by two words.
We had that Bosch magic with us, but that helped as well. But these guys, yeah, they're a tough group, resilient group. They play 27 outs. They bought in completely to the next play mentality and being process-oriented that we talk about every day.
Undeterred by his loud strike and the unfavorable count, Nicholson fouled off two more pitches and eventually worked a hard-earned walk. That set the stage for Carter French, who had entered the game as a defensive replacement in the eighth inning. Eerily, French had also struck out to end UNC's season in the Super Regional round last year. But it's funny how baseball works. This time, French took three consecutive balls, then watched as USC ordered a rare mid-count pitching change. With the Trojans' Chase Harrell entering, French stuck to his coach's game plan.
Coach Forbes came over, told me to take till two. So I did, and he told me that if you get to that point, you're going to get a heater.
French slapped Harrell's 3-2 pitch into right field for a single. Nicholson, not UNC's fastest base runner, aggressively took third base on the play, and Carolina was in business.
He wasn't a great base runner in the fall, but he's gotten faster, he's gotten stronger, and he didn't hesitate. He picked me up right away, and thankfully I made that decision, and thankfully he got there.
That brought up Jake Schaffner with runners on the corners. UNC's leadoff man lifted the first pitch he saw into deep center field, and the sacrifice fly scored Nicholson from third.
Catch made, Nicholson tags, the throw's on the way, and we're tied, 3-3.
Gavin Gallagher strode up to the plate next. So many times a hero in his postseason career, this time Gallagher did his work quietly. He drew a walk to move French over to second base. That brought up the red-hot Owen Hull, whose three doubles had accounted for most of UNC's offense on the day. But before Hull could work any more magic, hitting coach Jesse Weers-Bickey and the rest of the staff wanted to have a chat. Here's how Hull remembered the moment after the game.
No offense to Coach Weers-Bickey, but I don't remember what he said.
Hull was in what his family calls the O-zone.
You know, I've had my moments this season, good and bad, in that zone. But, you know, I'm out there going, giving everything I got and having the most fun I can with this group of boys.
That fun could have ended prematurely after Hull worked a 2-0 count. With the green light, Hull swung at the next pitch and popped a fly ball in foul territory down the third base line. Three USC defenders converged against Boshimer Stadium's brick wall, but none could make the catch to send the game to extra innings. Hull scolded himself for missing a pitch to hit. Then he got back in the O zone.
Count was 2-1. If you made another mistake, I was going to punish it. And I did that.
Winning run at second, bottom nine, the pitch. Hull swings and drives one deep to center field. Takeuchi going back, and he can't get there. North Carolina is going back to Omaha.
Wow. Been a part of a lot of great games. That's one of the most special games I've been a part of at Boshimer Stadium.
There wasn't much more to say. Hull was mobbed by his teammates, and the sign on the right field wall paying tribute to UNC's 12 College World Series appearances was quickly changed to 13. That number has a mystical power to many. Or you could say it has a little bit of magic. Bosh magic. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.